Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my Monday Markets Commentary for Monday the 24th of June 2013. I've had a number of queries recently about what's going on in the market, so I thought I would spend 5 minutes this morning talking about the concept of transition as markets start to take over from central banks as a key driver of equity markets. But first, let's do a quick global tour. Across in the Far East, Japan does seem to be working. Bank of Japan's version of quantitative easing is a highly aggressive attempt to reinflate the economy through massive liquidity and competitive advantage gained from a forced devaluation of the yen. Crossing China, China's committed to 7.5% growth per annum for the next 5 years. But there are concerns about debt in China and the ballooning shadow banking sector. Crossing the US, the US economy has performed as expected this year, in spite of the threat of the fiscal cliff at the beginning of the year. One of the reasons is that the US deleveraged fast by transferring bad debts into the two national mortgage institutions. So banks are in a stronger position to support the economy. US job creation is around 150,000 per month at the moment, and US equity markets have really done pretty well so far this year. Across in Europe, Europe remains in recession and is the biggest concern amongst investors. There is talk of a return to growth at the end of 2013, but I think that's probably a triumph of hope over adversity. However, one of the good things is the cost of financing Euro sovereign debt has fallen dramatically after Draghi's various interventions. And interesting, he's managed to do it without having to spend a euro, which is good. In the UK, the FTSE All Share Index is on its longest ever winning streak, but that is a bit of a disconnect between the equity market and the UK's relatively subdued economic performance. On the commodity front, oil is stable. Global food prices and other commodities have fallen significantly so far this year, and that's really good for emerging markets where food accounts for around 30% of the household basket. So let's have a look at the central banks. Since 2008, their strategy has been one of quantitative easing to alleviate the damage caused by the financial crisis. Now, QE is all about liquidity. The intention was to create money to pass to the banks, who they hoped would pass it on to businesses and consumers for investment and spending, thus stimulating the economy. However, there's an issue. Banks can't mend and lend at the same time. So the huge supply of money has instead gone into assets. And first, with so much money around, the value of currencies around the world fell against the US dollar. And that led to a rise in commodity and food prices and a general increase in inflation, as commodity and food prices are generally priced in dollars. Second, we saw money going first of all into low-risk sovereign debt, driving yields down, in some cases well below zero, such as the price of security at the time. But then, with all the value squeezed out of government bonds, money next went into investment-grade corporate bonds until there was no value left there. Then it went into junk bonds until there was no value left there. And finally, it started moving to equities, which is what has stimulated the equity market over the last 6 months or so. Across in the UK, we see money now moving back into property, especially as the government really keen to see a rising residential property market before the next election introduced his various schemes to help the market. Their view is it's quicker and easier to stimulate the property market than it is to rebuild the manufacturing sector, and hopefully to rebuild confidence as well. So what's caused the recent spate of stock market volatility? Well, in effect, the US Federal Reserve flagging up its intention to ease back on quantitative easing as the economy improves. It always said it would stop as unemployment fell below 7.5%, and we're beginning to approach that point now. However, globally, we can also see a gradual withdrawal of central bank intervention over time. Bond and equity markets are at levels artificially distorted by central bank intervention and legislation. And we're going to see them transition back to normality, where they're driven instead by the usual risk and earnings potential, which is where they should be. But given that the global economy remains weak at the moment, this implies some corrections going forward, so we should not be surprised by too much volatility in the near future. In the UK, the yield gap has actually returned to normal. Equity yields now exceed gilt yields after a long period of what was known as a reverse yield gap from 1958 to 2010, where the reverse was the situation. So arguably, equities do represent good value relative to gilts at the moment, but it is going to be a bumpy ride going forward. Anyway, that's it from me for the week. I hope that was some help to you. I'll be talking about the markets in June next week. But from me, goodbye and have a very good week.